So, most of you know my wife, Megan. And most of you know that she was pregnant. So, Friday, the doctors made a decision to give birth to Graciana. What happened is my wife had preeclampsia. I don't know what that is. I need to ask my wife. She had high blood pressure. I do know what that is. And also, she developed edema under her skin. Basically, fluid was building up just like it had been in the baby. And so my wife's situation was bad enough to go in and get little Gracie out. Gracie was born Friday night at 6:05, and then she fought for 2 hours, and then the Lord took her home. So, yeah, it's been a whirlwind of a weekend. One of the most difficult experiences, I'm convinced, in this life is losing a loved one. When we experience loss, most of us ask the same questions. Why God? Why them? Why me? Why now? Why death? Is there no other way, God? You know, the beautiful thing about the scriptures is God has given us this timeless truth to answer all of life's toughest questions. And I mean that, all. Like death. Why death? Romans 5, verses 12 to 17. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. Death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who was a type of him who was to come. Death is a byproduct of sin, human sin, all sin. But is there any hope? What about life after death? Absolutely, the scripture answers that question too. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and many other places. Starting verse 20, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man Jesus Christ, that man, also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Skipping to verse 51, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible body must put on incorruption, and this mortal body must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and the mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the victory in death. And death is hard, but we know, because the scriptures tell us, even when we can't believe it, that there is life after death. And that life is with the Lord, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So I know where my baby girl is. It's his body that was broken for us that bore the penalty that we deserved. It's his body that this bread represents. So let's eat together. And it was his blood that sealed that covenant promise. The scriptures say, without blood, there is no remission for sins. It is his blood that brought that, that our sins could be forgiven, and that so that all of us who believe, when we die, we will be face to face with our Lord. So the blood represents, or the cup represents, that blood. Let's drink. Father, thank you for the Son. Thank you for the answer, all the answers to life's toughest questions. And thank you for giving us hope, not a fake wishful hope, but a true living hope for what happens and for that day we get to see you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen.